This is the Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast brought to you by Art Wiederman, CPA with Ide Bailey. Whether it's taxes and investing or planning wisely, Art is the expert to make your dental practice profitable. At Ide Bailey, what inspires you inspires us. We provide a suite of accounting and advisory services dedicated to the total care of your practice. Visit our website to access our tools and resources tailored for dentists, idebailey.com/dentist. That's idebailey.com/dentist. This podcast is distributed with the understanding that Art Wiederman, CPA, and Ide Bailey, LLP are not rendering legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Listeners should consult with their business advisors before acting on any of the information or opinions shared. If you have questions and or feedback, make sure to email Art over at awiederman@idebailey.com. That's A-W-I-E-D-E-R-M-A-N at E-I-D-E-B-A-I-L-L-Y.com. You can also give Art a call at 657-279-3243. Without further delay, here's your host, Dental CPA Art Wiederman.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast with Art Wiederman, CPA. I'm your host, Art Wiederman, and welcome to my podcast. I cannot believe that we are a quarter of the way or even more through 2024. And I think back on my dental career, and the day after Labor Day of 2024, which is in about, my gosh, 5 or 6 months, I will celebrate my 40th anniversary of being a dental CPA. The day after Labor Day, I walked into my office in Newport Beach, California, and met my couple of employees, and they said, "Art, let's go." And it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey ever since. And this podcast has been a 5-year labor of love for me. And I get to talk to all the friends that I've made in dentistry. And today is no exception. We're going to visit today with Samir Basin, who is the Vice President of Strategic Alliances at Care Credit. If you have been to a dental meeting somewhere in the United States of America, there's a very good chance that you've probably met Samir. He is the nicest guy on the planet. And we're going to talk today about patient financing. And this is something I hear from dentists a lot is, well, I mean, we have this great case presentation, and we have it down, but we can't get people to be able to find a way to pay for it. They can pay for their vacations. They can pay for their jet skis. They can pay for tickets to the Super Bowl. Well, maybe not the Super Bowl, but they can't pay for their dentistry. Well, that is what Samir and Care Credit is all about, is helping you, doctor, to gain additional revenues in your practice, case acceptance by having an additional incredible tool in your tool belt. So we'll talk to Samir in a moment. I want to share with you a couple of really exciting things. One of them is our new audio series with my wonderful marketing partner, Decisions in Dentistry. I've been talking to you guys for months and months and months about we've got something new. Well, it's here. And what Lorraine Kent and Shane Moline and I and the folks at Belmont Publishing and Decisions in Dentistry have been wanting to do is to put out some video learning for you. So if you are a customer of Decisions in Dentistry, they sell over 140 continuing education courses at a very reasonable price, and they're clinical courses. Well, we are now starting to enter into, and they've already done this with their Front Office Magazine, and with my podcast, which has been, we've been very tight partners with them for 5 years. We now have video learning, and we have courses. We've started with 3 of them, and it's yours truly. You get to see me. So if you've been listening to this podcast, but you don't know what I look like, if you go out and get the course, you'll get to see what I look like. I actually dress up pretty nicely. And the 3 courses are on how to manage your overhead in a dental office, different types of retirement plans, and my favorite one, which is Art's Golden Rules of Financial Planning. And I love my golden rules. So if you are interested and you want to learn more about how to meet your financial goals, how to make your practice more profitable, this is just our start. Go on to Decisions in Dentistry, www.decisionsindentistry.com, and go to their clinical course library, and you'll see three red tabs. One is clinical courses, one is annual subscription, and the other is video learning. You click on and you will see my beautiful, beautiful photo of me, and you can buy the courses, and I hope you enjoy them. We're also going to be doing live seminars in Southern California. We finished one on March 16th. We'll be doing ones in the second, third, and fourth quarters, and we'll give you more information as those come about. Also, if you are looking for a dental CPA, we are right now right around the end of tax season, April 15th. We finally have a normal year for tax season. We don't have a tax season that is everybody gets an extension because it rained in California. We don't have that this year. Although it rained a lot in California in February, and they may change that rule too, who knows. But to my knowledge, they have not done that yet. And so if you got a big surprise, you got a call on April 13th from your CPA, said, "Gee, I'm sorry, doctor, but you owe $70,000. We have gotten more clients from that phone call from other CPAs than I can shake a stick at. So if you don't have a CPA who understands the dental profession, who can talk to you about the difference between a pre-appointment percentage and a reappointment percentage, and what percentage cancellation should you have, and what percentage of your practice should be in the 4,000 codes, you should be giving us a call. So my email is awiederman@idebailey.com. That's AWIEDERMAN at EIDEBAILLY.com. Or call me directly. I'd love to hear from you. I get lots of calls and texts and emails, 657-279-3243.
Be sure to check out our new Ide Bailey podcast, Ebb and Flow, a business podcast providing inspired insight on issues and trends the middle market faces. Hear unique business stories, get answers to frequently asked and unasked questions, and understand business topics that matter to you. Available now on your favorite podcast platform.
All right, let me get to my good friend, Samir Basin, who is the Vice President of Strategic Alliances at Care Credit. I've known Samir for a long time. Again, he is as knowledgeable about patient financing in a dental office as you can get. And the interesting thing about Care Credit, every company, including your dental practice, is always looking for new customers. Care Credit is a little bit different. They have about close to 90% of dental offices subscribe to Care Credit. What I really want to get to with Samir today is how best to use the product. He and I were talking at our Speaking and Consulting Network meeting in Nashville, Tennessee last year. And we were talking about how lots of dental offices don't really know how to use Care Credit, know how to present the financing. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So Samir, welcome to the Art of Dental Finance and Management.
Thank you, Art. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me. Thank you for a great introduction, by the way. I don't know, if I'm starting to be known, like if you've been to a demo meeting, you've seen me, I may have to pull back some of that. But no, thankfully, I love what I do. I love the people I get to work with, the company I work for, and of course, our doctors. So it's not work anymore. It's amazing. It's fantastic. And thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, no, thank you for coming on. And this is a really important topic because with all the challenges that our dentists have today, between finding team members and dealing with being in network with insurance, the financing part and people are, our inflation rate's down to 3%, but still, everything costs more today than it did before the pandemic. So, before we get into the topic, tell us a little bit about your professional journey.
Oh my gosh. My professional journey.
Well, remember, it's only an hour podcast, so don't. I'm just
kidding. I'll keep it short. It started about 21 years ago when I actually, my first dental experience sales was with Dentsply Tulsa Dental. I was an endo rep and I got to do that and got to be behind the scenes in the operatory for a couple, 3 years. and then got recruited by Care Credit. And it has been a fantastic 18-year journey. I'll be finishing up 18 years in a couple of months. So, you know, from being a rep to managing a team, and of course, for the last 8 years, working with educators and influencers and coaches and consultants like yourself, has given a very different viewpoint. So I get to understand what is, I still am very connected with what's happening in the practices. And I got to see firsthand where the challenges were. And now I think I'm in a position to leverage our partners like yourself to help those bridge those gaps, those challenges, those objections that I've heard over the years. So that's it. Like I said, pretty short.
No. I didn't mean to cut you. This is why I have no friends, because I say stupid stuff on the air, right? So there you go. But let's talk a little bit before we get into what I want you to talk about, what Care Credit does and how they work and everything. But in talking to, I mean, you talk to all kinds of people all over the country, yes. Like you said.
Yes.
What are you hearing? How does dentistry look in 2024? What are you hearing?
You know, it's if you have a mind, you have an opinion, and I hear all kinds of opinions. I hear practices who say, you know what, things are not looking good. I also hear, you know, it's fine. It's not as bad as everybody's making it to think like. But what at the end of the bottom line, what I keep hearing is, okay, we can only control so much. Let's control what we can. I can't control the economy. I can't control the employment market, right? But I can control the patient experience. I can control what I can do. And can you help me do that? Can you help me get better at that? And then everything else will fall into place, right? Otherwise, there will always be something and an external objection or an external factor that you can always count on. If it's not the holidays that we just came from or starting of the year, we're getting ready to go into spring break and, you know, next thing you know, the summer vacation is here. There's always something. So you can't control that. But what I'm hearing from everyone, of course, you mentioned it, you alluded to it in the beginning, is the employment, is the staffing issues, is getting the team and keeping the team. That's been the top one. And then, of course, you know, I hear, oh, our patients are not accepting fully recommended plans. What I'm recommending, a $10,000 case, they're only accepting $1,000, basically what their benefits may cover. And if you don't have a really good system in place, Art, I hear that more often than anything else.
Well, that is you couldn't have teed that up better for me. Yeah. That if you and I would have scripted it, and I don't script any of these podcasts, but we're going to talk about that. That's the whole point of today: is how can we help our doctors to better get to have better case acceptance on the financial end. I mean, if you're a doctor and you can't present a case, and you just start talking about blood and guts and all this stuff. I don't think Samir or I can help you, but no. If you've got a great, great bedside manner, if you will, and the only objection is financing, that's what we're going to talk about today. So yeah. Let's start off, Samir, let's start talking about Care Credit. For the one or two dentists in the United States that don't know what Care Credit is, give us an overview of the company, the program, and how it works.
So the 30,000 foot view is, dentists want to do treatment. They want to do treatment they want to do, not what's showing up. The challenge is usually money. Care Credit helps facilitate that money challenge. Care Credit credit card, which is a private label credit card, which is a healthcare credit card, helps the patient pay for their dentistry over the period of time without having to make decisions between, do I want to go on vacation or want to buy a sofa or something like that over dentistry? Because dentistry, you and I look at dentistry very different. Our audience look at dentistry very different. We see it as a need. Most patients see it as, you know, it's elective. And because it's nothing is broken or bleeding or hurting, it's not a priority.
Exactly.
So when that's not a priority, everything else in your life will take precedence. So Care Credit helps those patients say yes to the treatment without having the life emergencies take over. So they can, the patients can pay either deferred interest for 6 up to 24 months, depending on what the practice offers, or for larger treatment for that matter, they can always go up to 60 months. So there are opportunities, there are options for the patients to pick a treatment plan or a payment plan that works best for their life, for their budget, for their lifestyle. At the end of the day, you know, I usually say people don't buy houses, they buy mortgage payments. They don't buy cars, they buy car payments.
Exactly. Right?
So and that's how we as humans, or at least in the US, that's how we look and buy things as to, can I budget that in my lifestyle? And that's what CareCredit helps do.
So I want to get into a little bit about, I mean, there's two major options as I understand it. You have the short-term option, which is 6, 12, 18, or 24 months that can be at 0%. And it's a similar option to, like, if I go buy a refrigerator at a store and they give you that option. If you don't pay the refrigerator off by the end of the term, they hit you with a bunch of the interest. So it's got to be explained to the patients. But that's a good, I mean, if you've got somebody, and this is, so let's talk, I want to talk a lot in this conversation, Samir, to the doctors and maybe any front office people that are listening to this podcast. All right. How do we have it? We have a patient and we know that that patient is maybe very disciplined. They've been coming in for their cleanings for 10, 20 years. And now they need some work finally. And here's an option. How do we present that 0% interest option? Because I
absolutely.
Talk about that.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Good or bad, I mean, I don't know how to put it. What I always say is to fix the money issue is actually the easier part. It's the value of dentistry is the hardest part. And that's what a lot of the times working with coaches like yourself and the educators is what we try to help the practice and the team members first build that value of the treatment. Now let's talk about money. So in this case, let's talk about Art comes in, patient, $10,000 treatment plan. And if I was to sit down and you understand what the treatment is, we'll make some assumptions here. So it could be as simple as me saying, Art, your investment today is $10,000. Your benefits, you've got fantastic benefits that will cover about $1,000 of that. So your out of pocket is $9,000. We take check, credit card, or cash in our practice. If you do decide to pay cash, we offer 3% or 5% courtesy adjustment for that. Or a lot of our patients like to budget that into their lifestyle. If that is the case, we can do it for X amount of dollars for 24 months, where you don't pay any interest for first 24 months, or we can do it for Y amount of dollars for 60 months. What works best for you?
So we need to bring you into all these dental offices and train these people.
And here's the thing, Art, to make that easy, I mean, I said it like that, to make it easy, there's actually tools and resources available to every dental practice where they can print it out. And it's right there, which makes it a very visual, very professional way of presenting it. They don't have to come up with it. They don't have to calculate the dollar amounts. It prints it out for you. Now, I never mentioned CareCredit when I was just presenting the options to you. I just told you what the options were. Because you may not want to use patient financing. You may say, hey, if you're going to offer me cash courtesy, I'll pay you cash.
And that's
great. Or I'll put it on my Visa. Yeah. Or I'll put it on my Visa because I want to get my points, whatever that may be. But what this form of being consistent and upfront, like I did not wait to figure out, let's see, Art is dressed really nice. So I don't really want to. I'm just going to present him cash and check. When he says no, is when I'll present something else. That's the flaw, I would say, is assuming and trying to figure out what you can and cannot afford. I won't be able to tell you. How easy would it be? And it's all about being easy, right? Let's keep things easy. Patient is already overwhelmed. They're nervous. They understand their benefits are not going to cover everything. They were not planning on spending $10,000. So let's just keep it easier. Let's keep it everything positive, and let's give you these options. And when the patient is looking at that piece of paper, what we call payment options form, which every practice can get, it says it right there. The patient may come and say, oh, you know what? I really like $150 a month for next 60 months. How can you tell me more about that? Now I know where your comfort level is. You are the one asking me questions, right? So then I can talk about partnering with care credit cards, having the option, doing the immediately, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what we and my team helps the practices do. Keep it simple, keep it upfront, keep it consistent.
And again, you're absolutely right. You know, the patient is ready when the patient is ready. And if the financial part of it is the obstacle, if you can say, Mrs. Smith, you know, we trust Dr. Jones's, Dr. Wiederman's diagnosis. I mean, he's the best dentist on the planet. So if he says this is what you need, this is what you need, my job is to help, you know, help fit it into your life. Help fit it into your budget. And I mean, what $150 a month, $200 a month? We can make that happen for you.
Absolutely.
And are there dollar limits on the 6, 12, 18, or 24 month at 0% interest? Can we go, is that up to X amount, or we can do as
long as it's over $200. Over $200 to up to wherever you want to go. And it's great. But Art, something you said is also one of the things I find, since you asked, like, what are some of the things I see? Is missing. I love the way you presented and you talked about edifying the doctor. And, you know, Dr. Wiederman is fantastic. He is, you know, when he tells you this is what we need, I want to make sure that I come through. This is, you are here as our, this is your dental home. I don't see a lot of the times where the patient or the team member edifies the doctor and helps the patient understand. Again, kind of goes back to the value side of it. The other part is how it was handed off from the back office to the front office, before I even get to the treatment coordinator or financial coordinator. Do we have all the, was there a trust handoff? Was there a handoff where the patient felt like, okay, you know, I'm in good hands. I trust this place. I trust the doctor. I trust the team. And I trust this person who's about to tell me how much it's going to cost me.
Now, do you have people, again, like we said, you know, this is you're the atypical dental company. You've got market share. You've got 90% market share. Do you have, if someone is listening to this podcast and they've been talking to their team and they're having trouble getting people to accept treatment, can they call Care Credit and say, hey, listen, can you send in a trainer to help us with the verbal skills? Do you have that available?
Absolutely. So every practice that is in the Care Credit Network has a representative, has a practice development manager or a specialist assigned to them. If they are looking for it, of course, you know, they can, hopefully they will have my email address at the end of this podcast. They can send it to me. Or if they want to do it faster, they can go to carecredit.com/partnerportal/contact us. So carecredit.com/partnerportal/contact us. Just give the basic information and we'll connect you with their rep. But that's what that rep does. You said it, you know, we have the market share. I call it like we are the healthcare, we are the gym membership of healthcare financing. Everybody has it, nobody uses it. And how can we help take that challenge away? Is it the training? Is it the verbal skills? Is it the discomfort of discussing it? Is it the technology? What is it so that we can help with that conversation, that conversion to help that patient to say yes?
Have you seen offices where maybe they've had Care Credit for 2 or 3 or 5 years and then they go to a dental meeting and they see you at the booth and then they go back and go, oh, wow, I learned about this Care Credit. And then they implement it. Do they see their case acceptance go up? Is that what you see?
Almost every time. I would say 99 times. If they implement it and they do it again, they're upfront, consistent, their team is trained, and they're utilizing the resources that's available, I can almost, we're not supposed to guarantee anything. Almost guarantee that this would happen. And it's not, here's the other part of it. Especially for the audience that's listening to us, they're thinking, oh, Care Credit is the patient financing. So my patients may not have that problem. There are not very many offices that don't are. I mean, even though people may assume I have very rich clientele or very poor clientele, for us, fortunately, we serve patients all the way from Beverly Hills to Greenwich, Connecticut, and every small, medium, and large city in between. So everyone has a mix of these patients. So when they may be thinking about that, but I want them to also start looking at how does money impact cancellations and no-shows in their practice? Why are they having cancellations and no-shows? How does the compliance, you know, are the patients coming in when requested and their terms, or they are pushing it out to, oh, let's start next year. So everything, and if you really drill down to it on a micro level, you'll find that it's the money discomfort. It's the money conversation. I don't show up or I cancel or no show because I'm going to have to pay you today. And I don't have an option. So I would either leave a message after 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening when nobody answers and not show up, right? Or I'll say, okay, can I only do what insurance covers? Let's only do that. How does that all impact your AR? You've probably seen in your 40 years challenges with AR. And here's the thing, you know, how many times do you see it get written off? So those are some of the things. So think bigger picture, not only how many patients can use patient financing, but how does it impact my business? How is it impacting my business? Because at the end of the day, it's the chair time efficiency. It's the per hour dollar. How can we improve upon that? And then everything else, kind of like a domino effect. Then everything else starts to fall in place.
Let's touch on front office, and then I'm going to let you give out your contact information for people who want to get a hold of you. You know, the front office is the gatekeeper to the dental practice. Okay. There's no doubt. Yes. I'm so passionate about it. I was shaking my hand and I hit the microphone, if you heard that. So anyway, I apologize to my audience for beating up on my microphone. But, you know, the front office, and we as human beings do not like confrontation. And a financial discussion is a confrontation between someone in a business and a customer. It's not a confrontation when you go to the grocery store, because you can't really negotiate the price of a loaf of bread. But it is at a car dealer. It is in my business, in the CPA world. Mm-hmm. It is in most businesses. So let's talk about the people at the front office, and let's talk to our doctors about, where do you see holes with front office people who either, you know, try and avoid the financial because they don't want to get into it? They want everybody to love them. What kind of characteristics of front office people do we need to make this financial conversation successful?
Yeah. So it's actually a very loaded question, Art. So I will actually go one step even. I will pull back a little bit and I'll say, it's not even so much so characteristics. It's, have you trained your first? Because if you're not trained, and if you were not trained in accounting, and if I was to ask you, can you balance my books? You're not gonna like it. You won't like it. You're like, I'm not trained for this. I was trained to answer a phone, or I was trained to be an assistant or something like that. So biggest thing is do they have the personality, right? I mean, I can't teach personality. Personality, if you've got the personality of a person who is comfortable and is confident in the recommendation that the doctor just made. So that's the big, big one. Am I even confident in the recommendation that the doctor made? Okay, check. I'm good there. Second is, what is my initiative from my doctor, the leader of the practice? What is their philosophy about patient financing? If the doctor says, listen, you know, try not to offer patient financing. Let's try and get cash and credit card. Then I'll do that. And I will not even discuss it because that's the initiative. That's the directive I have gotten. So that's second. Third, let's just say the doctor is on board. To them, it's about serving that patient, getting that treatment and offering them whatever will make it easy. Then is your team trained? Do they understand? What is their relationship with their own money? Because sometimes, you mentioned, as humans, we also have a tendency of projecting what is comfortable for me on you. If I can't afford it, I don't want to talk about it because it's very inconvenient. It's very difficult. It's basically uncomfortable. So thankfully, for all of those, we can provide resources. I will tell you, we have resources. We are integrated with most practice management softwares. where you will know before time, before the patient even comes in, will this patient get approved by Care Credit or not?
That's amazing that you can do that.
Right.
And
if I give you that confidence, you know, then it's all about, I have the personality, I have the initiative of the directive from the doctor, the doctor's philosophy is fantastic, I believe in him or her. Now it's easy for me to have that conversation, then it's about verbal skills. That's like 1, 2, 3, 4 kind of a thing.
So the biggest thing that, again, I want my listeners to take from today is the fact that Care Credit, and again, I don't have to promote Care Credit. Care Credit's in 90% of dental offices. Everybody knows what you do. Everybody knows you're an amazing company, and they are an amazing company. I've talked to many of their people, Samir obviously being one of the main ones I've talked to over the years. It's not about promoting Care Credit. It's about getting more dollars into your pocket. Because remember, every $1,000, doctor, that you can sell in dental treatment, that if they don't have any room on their credit card, they may have just listened to and again, credit card interest rates right now are in the low to mid 20%. And I know that the financing interest rates that Care Credit have are not that high. They're less. And right. So it's a better option for someone. If someone is going to make a payment on a credit card, they might as well make it and save, you know, 5 to 10% probably. But it's about teaching you how to present this. And, you know, if someone is going to find a reason not to do your dentistry and you've given them everything in your tool belt, we have a saying, my dear friend, Dr. Phil Potter, who closest thing to a dad that I have right now, has always said to me, Arthur, the patient is ready when the patient is ready, not when you're ready. So with that said, Samir, let me give you a second. Talk a little bit about, you know, some of the resources that Care Credit has. You did touch on it briefly. And if anybody has a question, like I've been waiting for this opportunity to understand more about it, does, and they want to give you a call or something, how do we get a hold of you and how do you interact with your customers?
Sweet. So first, you know, let's just kind of do a quick reality check. I'm going to give a couple metrics because most offices and the most doctors that are listening, they may not even know. They may think everything is great and we are doing fine and we are growing and now my patients accept everything. Here are some metrics, whether they have Care Credit patient financing or anybody else, doesn't matter. But this is something I've seen clear across the board. If you meet these metrics, you are on a very nice path of growth year over year, irrespective of what the economy is going to do. The first metric is 10%. I call it like 10-20 rule. So 10% of your patients should be applying. If you see 20 patients a day, you should have 1 to 2 applications submitted. Okay.
With Care Credit.
I mean, of course, would prefer Care Credit.
Right.
Whoever they may have, right? So don't worry about who will get approved or not, but that is a metric. So take a look at, have your team member pull a report and say, hey, we are almost through the first quarter of 2024. How many applications have we done in the last 3 months? Let's look it up, okay? That will give you a good indication. That's one. Second metric is 20% of your over-the-counter collections should come from a third-party patient financing. So if it's $1 million office, you should have $150,000 to $200,000 that should come from a third party. That's a healthy, sweet spot. That's a healthy practice. Now, here's the biggest one. In order to bridge the perception and reality gap, here's what I highly recommend every practice to do it. Do it on a regular basis, once a quarter, 2 or 3 times a year, however, whatever their rhythm is to pull their diagnosed and unscheduled report from their practice management software. If they have something like Dental Intel, even better, much quicker, much faster. What that tells Art is, these are the patients that came to our office. These are the patient we diagnosed treatment. These are the patient that have not moved forward with the treatment. So it will start to show. I say, you know, facts don't care about your feelings. The numbers will show a trend. When they start to look on that report, that majority of the treatment on here is at $500. Well, guess what? What does that tell me? my demographic, my patient base, that's their mental ceiling. They find anything over $500 uncomfortable. What am I doing to make it attractive? So that's one, right? It will give that. Second, it may show, hey, we have great treatment acceptance when it comes to crowns, but when I talk about aligners or implants or sleep, we have a very poor case acceptance. Okay, how are we presenting it? What are we talking about it? So two, three things. So definitely look at those three things and recognize where and how we can help them. And that would be a good place to start. Do we even need patient financing in our practice? Or we're doing fantastic? We may not be the answer, but at least that's a good place to start.
So if any of our doctors that are listening, and we have thousands that listen to this podcast, if they have a question, should they contact you? Do you have an email? I mean, how do we get a hold of Care Credit?
Yes. So of course, you know, I'd be happy to. My email address is sbaseen, S as in Sam, B as in Bravo, H as in hotel, A, S-I-N as in Nancy, at carecredit.com. So they can send me an email. I'll be happy to connect with them to who their local representative is. And if they have a question for me, I'll be happy to answer that. I love this. Like I said, this is what I wake up every morning for, is how can I help that one practice who's raising their hand and saying, help me help more patients. So that's one. Otherwise, they can, again, go back to, if they don't want to call me, I am a good guy. I do like people. So, you know, but if they don't want to.
I interview good guys on Wednesdays. Wednesday is my good guy day. Thursdays are the bad guys, but Wednesday is the good guy. So you're in.
I'm in. So, or they can always go back to, like I said, I gave the website earlier, but I may have confused, is carecredit.com/partnerportal/contact-us. They can go there, put in their practice information, name, phone number, et cetera, and we will have their local representative contact them, set up a time. And I would actually even say, Art, I highly recommend at least 2 to 3 times a year, sit down with your Care Credit representative and have them do what I call business analysis that will give the information of what is the patient demographic they're dealing with. What does the usage looks like? How many applications? What's the average credit score, et cetera? Again, it's a check. It's a health check. It's, think of it like once a year or twice a year when you go get your dental work done, or once a year your medical, you know, blood work. It's just, where am I at so that I can fix before it's too late, before the treatment goes, you know, the AR is off the charts and my diagnosed and unscheduled reports is in the millions.
Yeah. And if you are not diagnosing, and I mean, if you're not selling treatment plans of over $500, we need to help you with some verbal skills, whether it's the Focus Care Credit or some of the great consultants that we know through the Speaking Consulting Network or what have you.
Yeah.
I want to talk for a second about the doctor. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm a patient, Samir, sitting in the treatment room, and I'm in the chair, and I suddenly see the doctor starting to talk about a quadrant of crowns or veneers, mm-hmm. or whatever. And mm-hmm. me being the patient, I'm sitting there, I'm going, okay, my budget that I set at the beginning of the year for dentistry was, let me see, it was zero.
Yeah.
So that's being blown out. So when the patient says to the doctor, this sounds great, and I know that you're going to make my smile wonderful, but I'm really concerned about the cost. What should the doctor be doing? What should he or she be saying to that patient before that patient, so that we don't sabotage the person at the front desk? Talk about that for a second. I think that's really important.
It's, you know, and I'm sure there are many ways of addressing that, but it's always a good question to ask is with another question. So Art, when you say, you know, no budget or how much it's going to, are you concerned about the lump sum cost, or are you concerned about the time of what it will be? Or are you concerned about, help me understand what is the concern? You may say, well, actually I was not planning on spending thousands of dollars at the same time. It's like, okay, would it help if we can break those thousands of dollars into, I don't know how much it's going to be. In fact, my treatment coordinator, she is amazing. That's what she does all day, day in, day out. They just put me in the back here to do the dental work. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my amazing treatment coordinator go over all the options, how much we will collect from your insurance or your benefits, because I'm sure you have some benefits. Even if you don't, doesn't matter. We, in our practice, see patients who are in the same situation that you are. Nobody wakes up, you know, most of them don't have a budget or they have not budgeted for dental work. But my job is to make you healthy. And my treatment coordinator's job is to, how can we make them healthy? So let me do this. If paying over the period of time is an option, or if that would help, I think we can do that. It's setting the tone, because unless the doctor is very, very comfortable in discussing money and fees and all that, I always, you know, again, there are two schools of thought. So one school says, don't ever talk about money. Don't discuss money with the patient. Let somebody else do the talking. There's that. And I have some doctors who say, I want to talk about money and I'm comfortable with it. Is where is your comfort zone? But that is the reason you have great team members surrounding you. Your assistants, your hygienists, and your treatment coordinator is to leverage them. And it's like, in fact, if it's easier for you, Art, let me bring my treatment coordinator in right now. And so she can at least, or he can at least start working on what is that budget looks like? What does that payment plan look like, et cetera?
Let's talk about the new patient, the first experience. I know that there are ways. How do we get the patient to understand that there are options for treatment before they even walk in the office? Like, what do you like to see on the website?
So one thing is, if you look at your own website, is discussion about money buried in the 15th page, or is it upfront? If you look at any major business dealer, or from furniture store to cars to whoever, they don't hide that they have payment plans. It's right up on the screen. It's right on the first page. So first is that. Second is, when a patient does call, let's say I looked at the website and I'm calling and I ask about it, is your team comfortable in addressing that and having conversation around it? We may not take benefits, but we work with all the benefit company, with all the insurance companies, and we also have payment plans that are available to you, or monthly payments that are available to you. So on the website is definitely it. If I'm waiting in the waiting area, do you have signs? I want them to have educational signs. Of course, you know, the certificates you may have gotten, et cetera, but you can have just something, we accept care credit cards, or you can pay monthly over the period of time, or in the operatory, visual clues. So it kind of helps that. But the biggest one, and I would say it doesn't matter whether it's existing or new patient, definitely for new patient, is to utilize that the quick screen or the pre-qualification tool I talked about earlier, where you know before time this patient is going to get approved. Now you can be confident in having that conversation. I can say, like, Art, you know, if that's your concern, in fact, we partnered with Care Credit and I'm very confident we can make payment plans happen. Like, that's how confident I am. So the more confidence you can present it with and consistency, the easier it is for the patient to say, option for me.
Let's talk about the conversation between the doctor and the front office administrator. Mm-hmm. Let's say that they do that analysis and you said we'd like to see out of every 10 patients, one patient should be an approved care credit, and that 20% of the total production should be financed through an outside third-party financing. And so the conversation that the doctor, because I've seen this, I've actually seen this with front office administrators, and the administrator goes, well, you know, I'm just not comfortable with this conversation. And I just, I mean, does that mean we have the wrong person at the front office? Does that mean, should the doctor say, listen, I understand you're not comfortable, but this is an important part of our practice. And we have training available. How do you deal with the front office people who have care credit and they just don't want to use it?
Yeah, it again goes back to the reason they don't want to use it is either they are very uncomfortable or they don't feel they have the right skill set from training to have that conversation because they don't know what the product is, et cetera. And second is they have not gotten that directive from the doctor. If they do and they say, you know what, doctor, I don't like having that conversation because I don't want to make it uncomfortable for the patient, then again, let's look at what are the tools and resources available. Now, if they say, doesn't matter, I'm not going to talk about it, then obviously we have a little problem. with the team member. It may not be the right person to have that conversation. So there are multiple ways, but the biggest part is, and I do believe like a lot of the team members that are in place, they want to do a really good job for their doctor. A lot of the time, they just don't have the right directive of what is it that wants to be done. And I will actually even go out on a limb, you know, is there a profit sharing of any kind? Like, is it just straight per hour, or is there some kind of a bonus structure? Because I have seen both ways, you know, where the practices that there is a profit sharing portion of it, you've got your good team members and they will do whatever needs to be done because everybody wins. Unfortunately, like you said, you know, we have staffing issues, so we don't have enough employees to start off. Now, if you're asking me to do one more thing and I'm getting paid the same, you may find I call it the Heisman, you know, I'm going to give some pushback. It's not going to happen. So let's take a look at where we are. It's before I can make any fixes or any challenges. And it may be, and that's why, you know, I get to work with a lot of the coaches and culture camps. If that's the case, then let's connect them, let's connect the doctor and the team to one of those speakers and those coaches that could come in and work with the team, do like a 1 or 2 day workshop and get everybody on the same page, singing the same song. Because that's when it gets successful. That's when the magic happens.
Believe it or not, time flies, Samir, when we're having fun. I want to use the last part of our discussion today. I pulled some stuff off of your website, and I'm going to just read, and it's got, I mean, this right here is worth going onto their website just to see what this says. So it talks about on CareCredit's website, how to communicate. So I'm going to read some things. I want you to comment when I'm done. It says, use simple language and try to avoid the use of medical jargon, acronyms, and confusing terms. Be transparent as possible. State in advance what the cost covers and encourage questions. Repeat or rephrase the information you provide and your answers to the patient's questions to help ensure the patient understands, and explain the payment options and ways to manage the cost of care, such as financing with convenient monthly payments available with a CareCredit credit card. So the how. I mean, that's where we start, is the how, right?
Exactly. How is, again, they said it, like, use simple language, use visual clues, like I talked about the payment options form, have something in the person so the patient is listening and looking at the same time. The more senses we can help get involved, the easier it is for the patient to make a decision. We have a tendency of telling the patient, telling people, you need this, we need to get this done, it's going to be this, this is when you need to happen, et cetera. Like, instead of encouraging a two-way communication, asking those questions. So if there's a question, I want to understand what your concern is so I can better understand and I can answer it, I can answer that for you. So question with another question, keep it simple as it said it. So how is the biggest part is, if I have the background information when I already know if the patient's going to get approved, that's fantastic. Now I am in a place of comfort of knowing this patient will get approved. I just need to get them to that place. Keeping it simple, helping them understand, and irrespective of what their benefits look like, it's always, you have great benefits. Your employer has great benefits. You know, giving that confidence positive. And then keeping it positive.
Positive, yeah.
Keeping it positive.
Yeah. Now, the next section is what to communicate. Do your best to provide cost estimates. You talked about that a little earlier. Mm-hmm. So the patient understands and can prepare for the financial obligations. I mean, $10,000 or $20,000 might be a humongous hit to the brain.
Yeah.
Offer multiple flexible payment options. Mm-hmm. I mean, Samir, you at CareCredit, if a doctor said, gee, I didn't need CareCredit for this $30,000 plan because we created the urgency and the need and they were able to write a check, that's great. I mean, you're not the answer for everybody.
No.
So offer multiple flexible payment options such as financing with convenient monthly payments available with a CareCredit credit card. Explain what insurance is likely to cover. You talked about that. Yeah. That's really important because everybody in their mind thinks, well, I have medical insurance and medical insurance covers everything, or I'm on Medicare and Medicare covers everything.
Yes.
But in dentistry, $1,000 to $2,000 for most people is about all that insurance covers. It's not even insurance.
No.
It's an employee benefit. We never talk about insurance as insurance. We always say, well, you're very lucky, Mrs. Smith, that your employer's benefit plan covers $685. You're so lucky because we don't see them covering anything. And
yes.
then discuss and agree upon the best approach. So the what, yep. talk about the what here for a second.
Talk about the what, and I'll add one more thing. We just recently did a study, it's called Lifetime of Care. And what we found, Art, in that is after surveying thousands of people, was the average lifetime of care, what a patient can expect to pay over the period of time over in their life for a single person is about $51,000. And for a couple is $95,000. And that does not include any kind of cosmetic, implants, ortho, anything like that. So now again, let's put that into perspective is you already have patient overwhelm. So let's calm that down. So what we talk about is, again, giving them, breaking it down to what works best for them. What the, is it the 6 months or 12 months or 60 months? Doesn't matter. Don't worry about, will the patient get, everybody prefers and likes deferred interest, or loosely put, interest-free side of it, but not everybody can afford it because of the payment is pretty high. You know, $10,000 on 6 months, you're looking at $1,200-$1,300. That's not feasible for a lot of people. So offering them the longer term, definitely, I always say, give them some deferred interest options and always give them extended payment options. Let them pick which one works best.
And the last one is the when to communicate. Before care, when possible, provide price transparency on your website or other informational materials by listing the costs of standard services, sharing articles that clarify insurance terms, or including a cost estimation calculator, which is what you guys have. While scheduling care, remind patients to bring their insurance cards gently, that should be in capital letters, gently explain whether a copayment is required and ask patient's preferred payment method. During care, display information and offer the patient a hard copy to ensure, to help ensure that they understand the financial responsibility before leaving the office. And then after care, communicate with the patients about their financial responsibility through various methods such as text, phone call, email, web portal reminders, and follow-up appointments. I mean, it's a whole system, right?
It is. And it's not, and that's the other part of the system. It's not only that front office person either. When you're talking about the system, it's from the phone, the time the phone gets answered for a patient to come in, and everyone that talks to the patient, to the assistant, to the doctor, to the hygienist, and the team, it's the whole system. It's not one person's job to help, quote unquote, sell that treatment or help patient move forward with that treatment. It's everybody plays a very critical role. Now, are you aware of that role is a different question. And how much do you want to put in, and how, this is what, again, kind of going back to, does everybody understand what is the bigger objective and how can we get that patient healthy? Is everybody on that same bus singing the same song or not?
And see, I think there's another thing. It comes back to the same conversation I've had with numerous consultants on this program where, you know, the doctor leaves the office, the doctor leaves the treatment room. And then after the doctor leaves the treatment room, the assistant is standing there and the patient says, oh, wow, I wasn't expecting it. Do you really think I need this? Can I afford it?
Yeah.
And that assistant, who maybe has only been there 6 months, has got to come back and say, Mrs. Smith, this is the best dentist I have ever met. If this doctor says you need this, it's going to change your life for the better. And I can assure you that if financing is an obstacle or an issue to you, Susie at the front desk is an absolute master at fitting the care that you need into your budget. I promise you. And if you do it like that, so
it's helping with that confidence and keeping it positive. Yeah.
I think we covered everything, Samir. Anything I miss here? Anything else you want to share with the audience about patient, third-party patient financing?
It's you know, so there is, I mean, we can talk for, oh, I know, for hours, and yeah. But you know, let's keep simple. Let's, like I said, let's start something simple and take a look at where we stand as a practice, as the leader, in how do we utilize and how do we communicate treatments to the patient. How does it impact my bottom line? How does that impact the patient's bottom line? Ultimately, you have resources around you, not just in CareCredit. It could be in your Shine or Patterson rep. It could be in your, you know, there are so many amazing resources around you to leverage them. And the moment you start to recognize that people that are serving your practice is also the people who help to grow your practice, you've got some experts around you. And I know I can speak for our CareCredit team. That's all we do, live and breathe, and that's what we want to do. It's just a matter of how open are you going to say, you know what, I may not get a lot of good news. You don't know, but at least now I know where I need to, what I need to fix. So take that first step, pull those reports, I gave you the metrics, and see where you are at. And do you even need patient financing? I'm willing to bet you do, but you know what? Let's start there.
Well, it is always a pleasure talking to you. You are a very wonderful man, very professional. You have helped a lot of dentists in Korea. Hopefully, you've helped some dentists on this call. One more time, your email address and the website if they want to get a hold of you.
Absolutely. My email address is S Vaseen, S as in Sam, B as in Bravo, H A, S as in Sam, I, N as in Nancy, at CareCredit, one word, carecredit.com. And the website for them to contact, they can either email it to me or contact, is www.carecredit.com/partner/contact-us. Very simple.
And again, folks, these guys, I don't have to promote them. They are in every 9 out of 10 dental offices in America. I don't have to promote them. What I want you guys to do is I want you to use this tool to help you to increase your top line. Remember, every dollar you add, every $1,000, you're going to net 80%, 75, 80%. So you know, if you could finance one $10,000 case a month with CareCredit, that's $120,000. 70% of that, 75% of that is $90,000 in your pocket. Period. So Samir, hang on with me as I take the podcast out. Thank you so much for your great information, great expertise, your friendship, and what you do to not only help the dentist but to help all of us in the community that tries to serve the dental professionals. You are an amazing resource. I can tell you, talking to people, everybody knows you. Everybody really likes working with you. And I'm required by law to say that. So no, I'm just kidding. It's great. And I will probably see you. I think the next time I'll see you will probably be at the, maybe at the CDA convention.
Yes. I look forward to it. Thank you again. Thank you for the opportunity here to help and support you and our dental community in any way, shape, and form. So please just know that there is definitely one person who's rooting for you. Happy to help.
You're very kind. Thank you, Samir. So like I say, hang on with me as I take the podcast out. And again, everyone, I want to thank you so, so much for the 5 years that you have allowed me to sit behind this microphone here in South Orange County, California, and do one of the things that I love to do, which is share information. My legacy in the dental profession and my professional career is to say that I have been able to help people meet their personal and business financial goals. And again, every one of these podcasts is a call to action. If there is something that is not right in your dental practice, you need to do something about it. If you're not getting enough case acceptance, maybe CareCredit is an answer. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But you got to sit there and figure it out and talk to your team. Your team's a great resource. Again, I want to thank my amazing partner, Decisions in Dentistry Magazine. Share with you again the great things that we have going on. If you go, I have put out three video learning courses. The video learning courses are all about an hour long. One of them is called Managing Overhead in Your Dental Practice. The second is Art's Golden Rules of Financial Planning. My favorite is my 65-25-10 rule. You got to get the course to know what that is. And retirement planning for dentists, where we talk about how much do you need to retire and what types of retirement plans do you have. Go to www.decisionsindentistry.com, and you're looking for the Business of Dentistry Learning, and you can buy them. You can buy them in a bundle, and you get a break on that. So we would love to see you do that. We'll also be giving you more information about our live events coming up in Southern California. And if you are looking for a dental CPA, please look no further than iBailey. We work with close to 1,000 dentists in the Western United States. We're a member of the National Academy of Dental CPAs. If there is a resource that you can't find, email me at awiederman@idebailey.com or call me at 657-279-3243. If there is a resource that you cannot find, I guarantee you, if I don't know who it is, I can find out who it is. And with that, folks, thank you for listening to our podcast. Please tell all your friends about it. And that will do it for this episode of The Art of Dental Finance and Management with Art Wiederman, CPA. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of The Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. The Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast is produced by Ide Bailey in partnership with Art Wiederman, CPA, Decisions in Dentistry Magazine, and the Academy of Dental CPAs. For audience questions and feedback, email Art Wiederman, awiederman@idebailey.com. That's awiederman@idebailey.com. Or you may call Art at 657-279-3243.